The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. Oh, this is a wonderful word. A glorious word. We got a lot of time today, so it's going to be a long word. Prepare our hearts and our minds, Lord. You know, the only way that you can really teach those that are here to listen is you remove your servant out of the way. Move me, have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. And for those of us who need comfort, I pray you would comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you'll convict us. What a wonderful time to be in the Word. Of all the uncertainty that's going on in the world. In Jesus' name we all say.
Praise God.
People will find time and money for what they really want to do. We will find time to watch television when we are so tired, we're too tired to study. Amen? We'll find time to eat when we are so in a rush. And I want you to think about today as we go through these verses. Who am I? Who am I in Christ? Now, if you're not a Christian, you can't ask that question. The first question you should ask is, why am I not in Christ? And how do I get in Christ? That's easy. We would be talking about that as we go through this chapter. And we will end the chapter a little bit today, just in case you want to know how. Because none of us is promised tomorrow. Verse 1 of chapter 11 of the book of John. We just finished Jesus Christ setting up. It's only about a month, maybe, left in the ministry of Jesus Christ as we know his earthly ministry. Chapter 12 is the last chapter that ends the first 3 years of Jesus Christ's life. Chapters 13 through 18 all happen in one night. So he's got about a month left. And I want to show you some pretty interesting things. I don't think I've heard anyone else teach this. I could be wrong about the teaching. I don't think I'm wrong about what I'm going to tell you. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou love is sick. Manipulation, manipulation, manipulation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Didn't he say that in the sixth miracle of healing of the blind man? This sickness is not from sin. It is for the glory of God. Ooh. Seven miracles only. All seven was for the disciples. Chapter 2 has changing the water to wine. Chapter 4 has the healing of the nobleman's son. Chapter 5 has the healing of the impotent man. All three of those represent how to become a Christian. Chapter 6, we have the feeding of the 5,000. That is how God used humans to help others come to know Christ in the middle of that miracle of feeding the 5,000 from Andrew's lunch, or the lad that Andrew found, excuse me. Chapter 6, also, Jesus walks on the water. That's the fifth miracle. The sixth miracle was chapter 9, the healing of the blind man. And we have here the raising of Lazarus, seventh miracle, here in chapter 11. All seven miracles was for the disciples. The fifth, sixth, and seventh miracle is how you walk with Christ, represents how you walk with Christ after you become a Christian. So, this death thing to you is a pretty important lesson, because if you're not dying to yourself, it is impossible to be a Christian and not just do Christian things. So how is your dying today? I love this verse. It may be that the Son might be glorified, verse 5. Now Jesus loved only Lazarus. No, sir. Come on now. Well, that's the indication that Mary and Martha made. The one you love is sick. Jesus follows up through the writer John. Jesus loved all three of the siblings. So inside your family, inside this church, inside this country, you mean to tell me when Jesus moved, he's going to move on everybody he loves in the situation? He's not going to just do what's best for one. But how do we pray? When we pray, how do we pray? Do we take in all that we know is involved in the situation, that God needs to do what's best for everyone? Or do we want God to do what's best for me? Are we rolling yet? That's just the overflow of the reading of the first five verses that we hope we do today. Okay? Now, I believe that this Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, go with me over to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Are you there yet? Give me a praise the Lord. Look at verse 38. You got to really watch when you read scripture how tense changes. Because if you don't watch how the tense change, you're going to miss a story. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. As they went, he entered. Did you see the change of tense? It moved from disciples and Jesus going somewhere to just Jesus going. See it? Mm-hmm. Major difference. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Manipulation. Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus said, Mary, Get your lazy self in there and help your sister. Is that what we be reading? Oh, I read that wrong. Jesus said, Martha! Martha! You don't know, you weren't there. I got it on video. Thou art careful and troubled about many things, girl. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good thing. Now, this is the sisters of Lazarus. So my question to you is, where is Lazarus? And it doesn't say anything about Martha having a husband. It doesn't say anything about Mary having a husband. So if the parents are dead, who's supposed to own the house? Lazarus. So how did Martha get the house? Because Lazarus, I believe we read about in Luke chapter 16. We'll come back to Luke 10 here in a minute. Go with me to Luke chapter 16. Man, it's hard to get this Bible to turn. It's just rebellious. Someone say, praise the Lord when you get there. Verse 19, Luke chapter 16. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. Oh, you ever read this before? You ever thought about this Lazarus being the brother of Mary and Martha? And I also believe that this Lazarus that we're going to read about over here in John chapter 11 was raised the last month from the dead of Jesus' ministry. And when Jesus tell him at the end of Luke 16, hey, I'm not going to, if I send someone back from the dead, they won't believe. And what did the rich man say? Please, send them back because I have five brothers. And if someone comes back from the dead, they would believe. He said, no, they won't. And then I think he proves it by raising Lazarus. Because deeper in the book, we find out that not only did they want to kill Jesus a month later, they wanted to kill Lazarus too, again, because too many people was believing. Not the Pharisees, not the rich man's brothers, not the religious leaders, but many of those that was the outcast believed. Are we ready to really walk through what we're going to deal with today? Keep your finger on Luke chapter 10, right? You got it? Look back with me to John chapter 11. This is where we're going to really get into some serious thinking here. Now, a certain man, verse 1, chapter 11, book of John. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. Go back to Luke 10, verse 38. Keep your finger on verse 1 of John chapter 11. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, only Jesus, not the disciples, went into the house, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary. Question, who owned the house? Who owned the village? Who owned the house? Martha. Who owned the village? Look at verse 1 of chapter 11. It was the village of Mary and her sister Martha, and it was the house of Martha who had a sister named Mary. Who owned the house? Who owned the village? See, the difference between being a Christian is Martha. Excuse me, doing the Christian things is Martha. Being a Christian is Mary. And the difference is who follows you. If you're doing a bunch of Christian things, you're going to have a difficult time getting people to follow you. If you're being a Christian, you can win the whole town. Anybody want me to quit right now and close in prayer? No, you want me to keep going? All right. Check it out over here, Luke 10, 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Where did she sit at? Chapter 11 of the book of John, she was where at Jesus? At his feet, wiping his feet with her hair? Every time she's basically mentioned, she's where? At the feet of Jesus. But Martha has so much church work to do. Oh, she had to make sure everything that was being done and served was perfect. So she had a sister in the kitchen with her. You ever had to live up to an older sister or older sibling? Especially one that was perfect. I got away with it, man. I'm the only child. I would have hated to have a younger brother or sister, because I know they would have been better than me. It's a terrible thing they had to live up to a younger sibling. Amen? So here's Martha and Mary. Jesus comes in, sits down to visit with some friends in Martha's house. And they go, oh! Jesus is here. And what do? The first thing Jesus walks in, they go in and leave Jesus sitting in the living room to make a perfect meal. Think Jesus came to see a clean house? You think he came to get a perfect meal? Or do you think he came to see Mary and Martha? So Martha's in there fixing dinner and telling Mary what to do. Get over that girl and cut that cabbage. Get that lox going. Get some leeches. You know where they eat lox and leeches? You haven't figured me out yet, have you? They give me answers up here. Leeks. Mary's over there not doing it right. Martha's on the case. You ever lived up to a sibling or a parent that is just a no-win situation? It's just lose-lose regardless what you do. Either they're going to tell you what you did wrong, or they're going to turn and redo it. If you're parents, don't ever do that. Don't put your children in a lose-lose situation. Martha, man, you must have been on Mary bad. Fix that salad. Mary, in fact, probably got fired up and said, you want a tall salad? Here. Ran in Martha's face and walked out and went and sat down with Jesus, which he wanted in the first place. You know how we know that? He said, you're just saying that, Pastor. No, Jesus tells us that. Martha comes out of the kitchen. Jesus, don't you care? Whose fault is it that she's in the kitchen by herself? No. Not to Martha. Whose fault is it? Jesus, don't you care that my sisters left me alone? Whose fault is it? It's Jesus' fault. How many people do you think it's Jesus' fault by what happened in Connecticut? Al said yesterday, isn't it amazing that the people that won't trust God at all will always blame him for bad things? Martha, girl, you're troubled by so many things. It didn't matter if Mary helped you in the kitchen and was helping you the way you wanted it to. You would have found something else wrong and something else to do. You would have left me longer in the living room by myself. Not Mary. She came in and sat down for me to talk to her, and she accomplished what would never be taken away from her. Did you hear that? What did Jesus mean by that? Let me tell you what Jesus means, because I'm not getting any answers. Let me tell you what Jesus said. He said, Martha, let me tell you something. If you don't feed me, I will survive. But if you don't let me feed you, you're not gonna make it. How many of us have spent more time serving than studying? Jesus said what Mary chose was more important than serving. Is spending time with me. Now, Mary was that type of person, as she's spending time with Christ, she'd take time out from that perfect meal that was made by her sister Martha and probably go around the village and take some of that leftover and feed some of the poor people in the village. She would take some time out to go and spend some time with some of those folks and pray with them and see what their needs were. Instead of making sure that the curtains in the sanctuary was perfectly creased. Who owned the house? Who owned the house?
Martha.
Who owned the village?
Mary.
Do you think that Jesus and God is concerned about who owns the house? Instead of who owns the town for him. Should we go back to chapter 11 of the book of John, or should we leave this alone today? John. Martha, I believe, got the house because her brother was recluse. He had walked away. He was a beggar, sick, full of sores. It's really amazing, though. We know that he had been a believer before he got there. How do we know he was a believer before he got there that way, before he became a beggar and had sores? It says that Lazarus died, read it when you get home. It said that Lazarus died in Luke 16, and the angels came and got him. It said the rich man died, and they just buried him. Is that nothing but cold? Someone say amen to me. So you mean to tell me that you can go south after you become a Christian? I'm not talking about Alabama. That you can accept Christ and have your life fall apart, not walk with him. But guess what? You still belong to him. And he'll let you become a beggar, get you hit the bottom and die before he turns you around. They'll never give up on you. But he will let you get low. Now, you got Mary needs to learn something. You got Martha needs to learn something. And what's Lazarus' job? To die. Now, that's true, right? Now, let's think about it. In relationships, what's the man's job in relationships? To die. Just look at Ephesians 5. As Christ loved the church and died for her husband, die for your wives. Ooh, what's more difficult? To be sensitive and understanding to your wife or to die? Y'all figure that way on the way home. I ain't gonna, I'm not going to say nothing to y'all. Verse 2. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou love is sick. Can someone tell me, if it's okay, could you tell me, is there a plural in verse 3 when it comes to sisters or singular? Plural. You mean to tell me Mary and Martha is trying to manipulate Jesus? When over in Luke chapter 10, early in their relationship, it was only Martha that was trying to manipulate? You mean to tell me our circumstances can affect us so much that we forget how to be a Christian and start doing Christian things and manipulate with hidden motives? You ever had a situation get bad and you start thinking how not to do it right, but do it your own way? Mary had chosen the perfect thing. Back over in Luke 10, early in the relationship. Here, she joins with her sister to manipulate Christ. Can anyone in here tell me if you think you're smart enough to manipulate Christ? You ever had one of these prayers? Lord, if you... If I don't care what else finishes. You start off with, Lord, if you... I bet God just cracks up on that. God said, if I do or don't, you will. That's why they call me God. Not Tom. Sue. Can I have an amen, somebody? I'm just talking to you today. Is that all right? That's all right. Yeah, I thought it'd be all right if I just talked to you. The scriptures are just so full of fun to reveal who we are. Are you checking it out yet? You said, well, Pastor, I don't see the difference here. And you're coming up with that she owned the village and Martha just owned the house. Stick with me. Through chapter 11. Chapter 11 is going to prove it's so strong. And we're going to have to ask the question, who do we have following us? What type of people follow us? Is the people that want to be around you the people that want to be like Christ? Can continue to live mediocre lives even though they are hanging around you? Or do the people that hang around you really want to be like Christ? Another question we got to ask, are there anyone that want to be around us? Can't hear you. Am I getting too personal? I'm just giving you what the scripture says. Oh, glory to God in the higher. Whose brother Lazarus was sick? Okay, Lazarus, you have a job here. You need to get sick. And then you need to die. Because your sister's going to use you to try to manipulate Jesus. Therefore, sisters, together, sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified. Question, because I know you've thought about it, but I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You do not really balk at verse 4. You don't really think anything's wrong with verse 4. Because you know the whole story. Can I have an amen? You know that Lazarus is going to be resurrected. But when Jesus spoke verse 4, what did the disciples know? They didn't know anything except Lazarus was not going to die. That's what Jesus just said. If you don't have the full picture, this sickness not unto death, it's for the glory of God. Oh man, this is like the blind man, Jack. Jesus is going to heal him. This is going to be, we can't wait to get back there. Yeah. If you was one of the disciples and you heard Jesus say, this sickness is not unto death, and then you find out Lazarus died, what would go through your mind? Would you think it was time to say, oh, there's a trust factor here that's been broken? When things come your way that you don't understand, do you turn around and do Christian things just to look good, or do you continue to be a Christian at that time? Major difference. Because you got to ask, who's following me? What are they saying about me and my life? Do they think I'm just doing Christian things? Or do they know that I am being a Christian? Now, right now, it's going to be kind of hard to hold that concept and make a real distinction between it until we get through with chapter 11. If you're telling me that it's easy for you to accept right now the difference between being a Christian and doing Christian things, you are on the ball. Well, boys, he said it wasn't unto death. He never said it wouldn't die. You ever misunderstood what Christ said? That's why we have so many different denominations. We got a lot of people making Christ say what they want him to say. They want the Bible to say what they want it to say. And they will interpret it. One more verse. 5 more minutes. Think we can get through verse 5? Chapter 11 is going to be a monster. Now Jesus. Now look where he goes. Who does he call out first? Who does he call that second? Are you guys afraid to speak up in church? It's right in front of you. If you read the verse, you can't be wrong. Who did Jesus call at first? Who do you think needs the most molding in this situation? Who does he call second? Think Mary needs to learn something that Martha don't need to learn? I think so. But she needs to learn something. That is, continue to pick the right thing, girl. Don't let your sister influence you. Go down the wrong path. Can we say the same thing about a brother? Don't let your brothers influence you. And we're just talking about Christian sisters and brothers now. Or we can talk about our secular brothers and sisters that don't know nothing about God or Jesus, hadn't trusted in him, but can tell you what you need to do. It's a fool that will go to a person that has messed up their own marriage to get counseling. Only thing they can tell you is what not to do. Can I have an amen? Amen. You young people, you're here in the high school, right? I mean, you know. You know what I'm talking about, that knows everything? And a parent in the world that knows more than you. High school. I told you earlier, you wouldn't let a first grader come up to you and tell you how to dress, would you? First grader come and go, look, what you wearing? That's dope. First grader already using dope in these days, girl. Trying to sell you some. Would you take from them how to tell you how to dress? If you wouldn't take it from a first grader, you ought to realize, why should a parent take it from you? There is an age difference in both categories. Martha, you didn't know I love you, Martha. Mary, you know I love you, you just have forgotten. Lazarus, bro, you need to really be molded. You need to know what it means to face death and then receive it and then get out of it and learn how to live what you already have accepted. Are we ready for the rest of the chapter now? Pray for us. Pray for us. This is awesome. But I want you to leave today asking yourself one question. Am I being a Christian? Or am I just doing Christian things? And the test is to see who's following you. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.